It's the end, unfortunately, it's the end of all of the fun and games, all the nice stories of the Sipurei HaAvot, of Yitziat Mitzrayim, the fantastic miracles and spectacles of the Nisim and Niflaot, of Ribono Shalom taking us out of Mitzrayim, of Matan Torah, Kiryat Yamsuf. Now we already went through a very difficult time with Parashat Mishpatim. It was not easy, it was not fun. We went through a difficult time with Parashat Terumah. Now we're learning about Parashat Tetzaveh, the Kohen Gadol, and all the big day Kehuna, and then unfortunately, as you hear it all again by Akel Pikudei, it's not exciting anymore. And I'm sure nobody is down for Sefer VaYikra. I'm sure nobody is down, right? And it's all over now. It's all over now. And Hashem is leaving us this fantastic time. He's leaving us from this fantastic time. The first thing Hashem brings us to is the Mishkan, the Kelav, the big day Kehuna, and the like. I think the juxtaposition is not for naught. I'm sure there's many points that you can make. I want to focus on one of them. The Ramban has an extremely important comment, how kind of constantly focusing on Yitziat Mitzrayim and reminding ourselves that the Ribono Shel Olam is in charge of the world because he makes the Nisim Giluim happen. It must be that he's also in charge of the Nisim HaNistarim, and the end of Parashat Bo. And from the miracles of Yitziat Mitzrayim, you see that Hashem is in charge, so it must be He's in charge of every single day also. That's why we always focus on Yitziat Mitzrayim, Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim. I think also the Radak says the same thing. So Yirmiyahu Navi says, Kisei Kavod, the Ribono Shalom's Kisei Kavod is Marom Mirishon. It predates the world, and it's very lofty, but don't think that Hashem is so far away. Hashem is right here, Makom Mikdashenu, says Yirmiyahu Navi. He's right here with us. He his Kisei HaKavod, his Hashkacha, manifests itself in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, it's Kelim, it's Kohanim. The Beit HaMikdash was also the Beit Din, Lishkar HaGazit, Parashat Mishpatim. It was right there. Right? Elohim Nitzav Ve'adat El. Hashem is there and the Shofatim are judging. The Beit HaMikdash was the continuation of Yitziat Mitzrayim, the continuation of Matan Torah, because the open galui hand of the Ribono Shel Olam in the Nisim v'Niflaot of the Korbanot was there to inspire us. That the fact that Hashem runs the world, His Hashkacha, is so obvious to us when we're in the Beit HaMikdash. No one would think to act out of line when he's in the Beit HaMikdash. Only when we're home, when we're not doing anything, when we're stuck in the road of daily life, do we think like, oh, maybe there's no Hashem, I can do an Avera. Ruach Shitut. But in the Beit HaMikdash, Chas V'Shalom, you know, you come to Yeshiva, you go to Shul, the Mikdash Me'at, you think to do an Avera? Torah V'Avodah, Yeshiva University, Shenehem Meshakach Aravon. Only when you go home for the weekend. It's Thursday night, it's Motzei Shabbat, it's Sunday, then the Nichnas Bo Ruach Shitut. It's not a meet when you're here, Chas V'Shalom, there's nothing to get distracted from here. When the Ribono Shel Olam set us up with the daily reminders of Yitziat Mitzrayim, but also with the huge booster shot of walking into the Beit HaMikdash, of walking into Yeshiva, to always remember Hashem is in charge here. It's so obvious to us. We see it so clearly when we're here. But when we go home, Nichnas Bo Ruach Shetut, we're not here. That's why we need to remember, just like Hashem runs the world, we saw it in the Beit HaMikdash, so too the Radak says, that's the point. Kisei Kavod Marom. The point is to remind us that the Ribono Shel Olam runs the world. And it's a Tosfot in Bava Batra. In Bava Batra this year, it's a Tosfot in Daf Chaf Aleph. It says Tosfot, Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah. He says, because a person goes, Ro'eh Kedusha Gedola. You go to Yerushalayim, you see the huge Kedusha. Kohanim Oskim Ba'avodah. You see the Kohanim who are busy, and it gives you Yirat Shamayim. That's why you have Maaser Sheni to take up every single year, whatever, every few years to go and see. And the Ramban says the same thing by Maaser Sheni, the Kohanim and the Shoterim, the Shofetim. They're there to inspire us, to leave an impact on us. When we see them doing things the right way, we want to do it that way also. That's for us to learn. Yeah, Yitziat Mitzrayim is over. Yeah, the boring parashiyot are here. But the first one is there to remind us that not only do you always have to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim to see Hashem, when you go to shul, walk out with it and make sure that you're different. Make sure that you have more emunah. You see Hashem's Hashkacha even stronger. And when you go to the people who aren't in shul all the time, tell them about it. Tell them how awesome yeshiva is. Tell them how awesome learning Torah is. How awesome it is to be. Literally awesome. It engenders awe in us of the Ribono Shel Olam from being here and learning Torah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.